to me. Oh, whoa, I despise. Cause it means destruction of innocent lives. War means tears to thousands of mothers.
Y'all. Soft winds blow in the summertime. Young lovers feel so free, walking hand in hand down a shady lane. What happened to me? What happened to me? Did you ever love a girl who walked right out on you? You should know just how I feel then, why I'm so blue, why I'm so blue. How can I forget those nights when she'd kiss me soft and true and whisper words only lovers know? I love you, I love you. Well, I've made up my mind, I'll find a new girl who loved me tenderly. Forget the past I left behind now, it's a sad memory. It's a sad memory. Soft winds blow in the summertime.
Nothing. this little piggy went to market. This little piggy staying home. And this little piggy. Oh, mama. Oh, mama. Wee, 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 wee. All the way home. Happy trails.
WrestleMania is just around the corner, and I can't wait. I can't believe this one, the Huckster and the Nacho Man. The WWF is going to give it away for free on the free-for-all. Hey, they might as well. Even I can't figure out a way to make a buck on this one. This just in, a stipulation has been added. No handcuffs or ladies' shoes will be allowed at ringside. Boy, that will surely handicap the intrigue in this one. I understand the Huckster's been training hard for this one. Let's take a look. It's obvious the Huckster's in the greatest shape of his life. The Nacho Man is also training hard, but in a different way. Nacho's looking for that psychological edge.
Roll! Roll! Roll!
What factor will Hare have in this matchup? We'll find out real soon. By the way, billionaire Ted will be the special guest referee for this match, if he can pull himself away from those FTC hearings, which, by the way, we will bring to you next week. Now, don't forget to call me on the hotline. Rumors are flying about the sun and the possibility of darkness tonight. Will there be nightfall? I can't tell you here on TV, but call my hotline for this exclusive information.
Through my bad fortune, off the top of a tall building, I'd rather done it with you. Your voice smile, 5 in the morning, looked into your eyes, and I was really in love.
care to spend another minute in hell? Choose your destination wisely.
Drugs?
Thank you, no, I'm straight.
I meant, are you in here for drugs?
Why are you here?
Drugs.
I don't know why I'm here.
Why don't you go home?
Why don't you put your thumb up your butt?
You wear too much eye makeup. My sister wears too much. People think she's a whore. You don't want to talk about your problem?
With you, are you serious?
I'm serious.
Blow yourself. All right. You want to know what's wrong?
I know what's wrong. I just want to hear you say it.
In a nutshell, I hate my brother. How's that?
That's cool. Did you blow him away or something?
No, not yet. See, I went home to confirm that the shithead was ditching school, and when I was there, a guy broke into the house. I called the cops, and they picked me up for making a phony phone call.
What do you care if your brother ditches school?
Why should he get to ditch when everybody else has to go?
You could ditch.
Yeah, I'd get caught.
I see. So you're pissed off because he ditches and doesn't get caught, is that it?
Basically.
Basically. And your problem is you.
Excuse me?
Excuse you. You ought to spend a little more time dealing with yourself A little less time worrying about what your brother does. That's just an opinion.
What, are you a psychiatrist?
No.
Why don't you keep your opinions to yourself?
Somebody you should talk to.
If you say Ferris Bueller, you lose a testicle.
Oh, you know him.
To me. I mean, first of all, I don't know why she wasn't in school. And second of all, I just can't believe she came to you with a story about an intruder.
Well, for whatever reason she did it, I think she's had a pretty good scare.
Well, I really appreciate your calling me, really. I can assure you that her father and I are going to have a long talk with her when we get home. Thank you so much.
Oh, by the way, I hope your son is feeling better.
I beg your pardon?
Tell him all the guys at the station here are pulling for him, hmm?
Oh, right.
Hi.
Don't hi me, young lady. I want to get out of here now, all right?
Okay.
No, now. Let's get out of here.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Now.
Fine.
Okay.
She's a little hyper. Let's not ruin this without a talk, all right?
Okay. You didn't tell me your name.
Oh, well, it's Jean, but a lot of guys call me Shauna.
Okay, Jean.
That's great. I'll see you, okay? Yeah. What?
Do you know the song?
Mm-hmm.
Do you sing?
No. Nobody wants to hear me sing. You don't want to hear me sing.
I didn't mean, you know. Yeah.
But I can dance.
This never happened before.
I'm sorry, so sorry, that I was such a fool. I didn't know love could be so cruel. Oh, 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 oh yes, you tell me. Please accept my apology, but love is blind, and I was too blind to see. Oh, 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 oh yes, you tell me mistakes. I'm sorry, so sorry. Please accept my apology. But love was blind, and I was too blind to see.
But this is known to be the same costume worn by the killer. 17-year-old Casey Becker and her boyfriend Stephen Orth have already lost their lives. Who's next? You can literally feel the fear on this campus.
Hi, Gail Weathers, field correspondent, top story.
I know who you are, Miss Weathers. How's the eye?
Productive. Is there a problem on campus?
No, everything's under control.
Well, of course, you're here.
You're not supposed to be here.
I know. I should be in New York covering the Sharon Stone stalker, but who knew? You look awfully young to be a police officer.
I'm 25 years old.
You know, in a demographic study, I proved to be most popular amongst males 11 to 24. I guess I just missed you. Of course, you don't look a day over 12, except in that upper torso area. Does the force require you to work out?
No, ma'am. Because of my boyish good looks, muscle mass has increased my acceptance as a Sears police officer.
I need your attention now, kids. Due to the recent events that have occurred, effective immediately, all classes are suspended until further notice. The Woodsboro Police Department has issued a citywide curfew beginning at 9 o'clock tonight.
Looks like we've got a serial killer on our hands.
Well, serial killer's not really accurate. Gotta knock off a couple more to get that title.
Well, we can hope, can't we? I mean, we certainly don't have any leads. Have you located Sydney's father yet?
No, not yet.
Well, he's not a suspect, is he?
We haven't ruled him out as a possibility. If you'll excuse me.
I'm sorry. Am I keeping you?
If I may say so, Miss Weathers, you are much prettier in person.
So you do watch the show?
I'm 25. I was 24 for a whole year.
Please call me Gail.
was just some sick fuck having the last Sydney.
No, it was him, Tatum. I know it.
Well, you're not to be alone anymore, right? If you pee, I pee. Is that clear?
Kizu, kiskizu, is out. Darling, I don't know what you did, Sydney, but on behalf of the entire student body, we all say thank you!
Rocket Stu.
Yo, I said, impromptu party tonight. My house. Celebrate this little siesta. What do you say?
Are you serious?
Parents out of town, this little vixen doesn't invite the entire world. I'm fine. Intimate gathering, intimate friends.
What do you say, Sid? I mean, Pathos could have its perks.
Totally protect you. Yo, I am so buff. I got you covered, girl.
Wait, come on, Sid. For me? It could be fun. Okay, whatever.
Huh? Nice. Cool, you guys bring food, all right?
Yes. Hello?
I get to turn down in the morning with your leaf and with your day. He a photo. The car crow as it stumbled out the shade. When a blind dog came to walk with a shotgun in his arms, he said, "You're paying me $20 before you leave my farm." Bambosa saw a hook. Only leaves
No bills today, Mr. Billup. Just your magazines. Popular Mechanics, Soldier of Fortune, Golf Digest, and the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
Super. Let me get a look at those babes in that swimsuit issue.
Oh, really? Actually, Mr. Billup, I was wondering if I could keep the swimsuit issue, if you don't mind.
Yeah, right. I'm going to give up the swimsuit issue.
Well, sir, I just figured that it's, you know, it's not on the newsstands anymore, and I figured you wouldn't miss it.
And why would you figure that?
Well, you know, I...
Hi, honey.
Hi,
what's honey. The holdup?
Nothing, dear.
Well, now I really am confused.
And why is that?
Well, you know, I thought you were gay.
What? Well, that's insane!
He's wild, effeminate, heterosexual. It's all terribly conjectural why he behaves that way. He's not gay, he's just Lyle. He's swishy, yes, it's true. But he's as straight as me, and probably you. The effeminate heterosexual, no sense getting intellectual, because nobody knows why. He runs like a girl, he throws like a girl, walks like a girl, talks like a girl. He's Lyle, and I tell you, so help me, he's a guy.
I'll raise it 10.
I'm out.
I'll see it.
Two pair.
Three jacks, just three to men weep.
You win again, Lyle.
You know, I never get tired of looking at these women.
Check out the ass on page 47. You just want to eat it right off the page.
Man. Look at Ashley Montana.
Oh, tell me about it. Count Jugula. One of those is all I need.
A woman's so beautiful, it's intimidating.
Please, give me 5 minutes alone with her. She'd be screaming.
Well, you can't have Cindy Crawford. She's married to Richard Gere.
I heard he's the flamer.
Hi, everybody. Hello. How's the poker game?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hi, honey.
Love you.
Fellas, time to go. Game's over. Let's go. Clear out. Got the real thing right here. Okay.
Hi, guys.
Bye-bye.
Honey, you didn't have to rush them out.
Well, I don't know, I just thought tonight might be sort of special.
Oh, good.
I'll get it. You just get ready for tonight. Hello? Yes, this is Lyle. Yes, I was at the parade. No, I wasn't allowed to march. No, I just can't understand it either. Well, yes, I think a protest would be a good idea because I... Cappuccino? Why do you want to meet me for cappuccino? What is the name of your organization, young man? What? Well, that is just insane. Where on earth did you get that idea? Listen, you little queen, don't you call me again or I swear I'll break both your legs and you'll never march again. Jeez, what a sick, sick city.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Lisa. How's my little girl?
I don't know. Dad?
Yes?
Can we talk?
Well, sure, precious. I mean, that's what I'm here for.
Thanks, Dad. Dad?
Yes?
When you were my age, were you ever just so in love with a guy you just couldn't get him out of your head?
What? Well, what do you mean, was I in love with a guy?
Well, you know, you just see his face everywhere, and no other guy matters, not even the captain of the football team.
Well, I'm sorry, but why are you asking me this?
Well, I don't know. I mean, aren't you gay?
What? I don't believe this. Where do these people get this idea? Listen, you're lucky you're a girl. I would smack your ass clear across this room.
Dad, I just wanted your advice.
Next time, ask me something about a carburetor or something. Yes?
Hi, I have a singing telegram from Mr. Billup.
That's me, that's me. Come in.
He's here.
Happy birthday, Mr. Billup. Happy birthday, dear Lyle.
You remembered.
It's been a great year, Mr. Billup. And you've done it in style. So remember, Mr. Billup, 'cause you're a special kind of man.
Hold it, hold it, stop it, time out. This is disgusting.
Well, sir, this is what was ordered.
Well, I don't think so.
Well, I thought you'd like it, dear. I mean, after all, you're gay.
He's asked us to say he's straight and not gay. He's lousy, effeminate, heterosexual.
Just a shame, and that's all.